This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
Thank you again. It's a real pleasure to be here. I have a number of disclosures to share with you. The first is I'm a cardiologist, so technically I don't really belong in this room because I don't do oncology per se. I'm also fairly new here. I did most of my training in the East Coast. I'm reminded of that every time I show up to one of these. I'm one of the few people who's wearing a tie, so Michael, thanks for that. The third disclosure is I grew up wanting to be a urologist. In fact, I was so sure I wanted to be a urologist, and this partly had to do with every roommate I ever had in college and med school went into urology. So to beef up my resume in med school, I took a year off and did kidney cancer research just to beef up my resume. Eventually, though, I saw the light and went into cardiology, although I didn't lose too much of my oncology side. I ended up doing a postdoctoral fellowship at the Dana-Farber, and while there, I started a clinic focused on cardiovascular care of cancer patients. And this is about 15 years ago. Now, this was really historic because before then, cancer many times could be a death sentence. But really, because of the explosion of therapies that really came about over the last 20 years, in many cases, people live with their cancer or cancer survivors. And that's a really important concept. These are all new drugs, and I spent most of my clinical time trying to understand what the newest drug is in CML, leukemia, breast cancer, and of course, prostate cancer. And so this is sort of the world I live in, and where I have to know every single cancer drug that comes through the door and what they do to the heart and the cardiovascular system. And for purposes of today, and this being a prostate cancer thing, we're gonna talk about androgen deprivation therapies, which I should mention has changed significantly in terms of therapies we have in our hands compared to 15 years ago. 15 years ago was when I was at the Hopkins and then Dana-Farber, we just had Lupron. Now there are a number of different therapies that work together. And one of the things we realized some time ago is that these issues, these androgen deprivation therapies or ADTs, have effects on the heart. My first job before coming to UCSF was at Vanderbilt. In fact, this was such a pressing issue that we formed a group with Dave Penson, who's a head of urology, Alicia Morgans, one of my good friends who was at the Farber, who was a GU oncologist, and Eric Shinohara, a radiation oncologist, really trying to understand better what happens to the cardiovascular system when patients go on ADT. And we discovered a number of things. For example, ADT, at minimum, has effects on cardiac risk factors, things like blood pressure, things like diabetes, your sugars, things like cholesterol. And this is a really important piece that we try to target in all of the patients getting ADTs so that they can stay on the therapies. Another piece that I care deeply about, but I think is understudied, is the following. Besides the direct cardiovascular effects, most people who go on ADT, their weight stays the same, but they lose muscle and gain fat. So it's the same weight, but they lose muscle. And so one of the areas that we are focusing in conjunction with our oncology, urology colleagues, is how to better the health of patients, especially with these last two issues that I brought up. Maybe we have to get smarter about both addressing the risk factors, but also addressing this other area, which is what happens to the cardiovascular system. I happen to be the only cardiologist that sits on NCCN, which is a National Cancer Center guidelines. I jumped from the CML group to the breast group to the prostate group. For the last few years, I've been under this survivorship wing, which is the number of cancer survivors we have. We have 20 million Americans who are cancer survivors. That's 6% of the U.S. population. We have 4 million prostate cancer survivors. And guess what? If you have if you're a prostate cancer survivor, you certainly should care about the prostate cancer coming back, which is why we check PSAs and do yearly exams. But the number one cause of death is cardiovascular disease. And that's really important. That's independent of ADT, and it's a really important consideration. So the question is, what can we do? This is a paper that we put together with Dave Penson, Mo Aloff, who's my college roommate, who's now head of urology at Johns Hopkins, Alicia Morgans, and others, about instituting a checklist that every prostate cancer patient can follow to address cardiovascular issues. And it's a simple checklist, A, B, C, D, E. Every nurse in my clinic has this. Every patient in my clinic has this. And it is how to lower these cardiovascular risk factors that eventually lead to heart attacks, lead to stroke, and lead to heart failure or arrhythmias. And this has now been instituted as part of the NCCN for all cancer survivors, but certainly the 4 million Americans who are cancer survivors. And again, I can spend the next 4 hours going through what each of these is, but it's a simple checklist that everybody can follow. I'm gonna finish off this talk by leaving you with one very important concept. And this has all come about over the last 5 or 6 years. In the field I live in, which is the intersection of cancer and heart disease is the number one cause of death in the US. 700,000 patients die of heart disease every year. If you put all cancer deaths together, it's 600,000. So 1.3 million Americans die of heart disease or cancer. By far the leading causes of death. In fact, the third, I think, is like 100,000. So it's really, really important. And we always talk about, and at least when I grew up, we used to think you either get cancer or get heart disease. And although now it's becoming much more complicated with the number of cancer survivors. So we talked a lot up there about how the cancer drugs affect the heart. But there's one other reality we're beginning to learn, which is many of the classic risk factors that we know of for heart disease are also important drivers of cancer. This is really, really important. We now know high cholesterol, diabetes, obesity are not only important for getting heart attacks, but potentially getting cancer. It's something we see in my studies all the time. We have new drugs that target obesity, and we design trials that hit at the cardiovascular endpoints, yet the secondary outcome, which is overall death, is much more positive, and many of those we think is from other causes of death, including cancer. So really important concept, and this concept becomes central when you think about cancer survivors. Because as a cardiologist, I can sit in the room and tell you, you should take your statin, check your cholesterol, take your statin, and that's important in the heart. But we now think this may have beneficial effects on your cancer. And I'm going to leave you with this thought, and I'm going to show you one last piece of data. Phil Kantoff is a prostate oncologist. He's at Dana-Farber, close colleague, one of my mentors, and he did this study. It's a prostate cancer study, retrospective, which is looking back, some pitfalls with that in terms of its design, but he cared about one thing, how well is the patient doing with cancer? And those patients who are on statins do much better, not from heart disease, but for cancer. And this really I want to hit home as one of the things we're studying in the lab to understand better and why addressing these cardiovascular risk factors not only can help you with your heart disease, but potentially help you with your cancer. I'm gonna leave you with this thought. This is how we kind of think about our clinic, which is cardiovascular care of cancer patients. I've had the pleasure to be here for only a few years. I'm an East Coaster by life, with a brief stint at Vanderbilt. We built a terrific team, 6 cardiologists who focus on cancer patients, and I can't be more excited about here having the chance to work with many of you and many of the great oncologists here and urologists and surgeons and radiation oncologists. So thank you.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.